Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome back to our podcast where I try to help you to understand the English language using phrasal verbs, expressions, idioms, and other parts of the English grammar. So what do I have for you today? Well, in this podcast, we're going to look at a few different phrasal verbs, okay? So this section is going to look at phrasal verbs using the verb put. Put is one of these irregular verbs, has the same format in whatever way you use it. Put, put, put. I put it down, I put it out, no change. So again, we're going to look at the different ways in which we can use these phrasal verbs, which prepositions we use, and at the end of this particular section, you will hopefully have a better understanding of how to use them, where to use them, and when to use them. So as I said, we're going to look at the verb put and the many different prepositions that we can use. So the first one I want to talk about is put across. When we're having an argument or a discussion and we have some contribution to make, some points to make, some comments, we try to put across our view in as simple as way as possible so that we can be easily understood. He put across his points very well. Everyone in the audience understood and appreciated his honesty. So to put across. So it's a way in which we communicate. It's a way in which we set out our opinions, our views, and if we put it across in a honest and simplistic way, much more chance that everybody is going to understand what we're saying and what we want them to do. Put down to. This is used when we're referring to something or somebody that is responsible for something happening. The floods that have engulfed the town have been put down to the heavy rainfall that has happened over the last 2 weeks, the very dry ground that we have and nowhere in particular for the water to run off, and therefore it has come into the town and caused severe flooding. So the severe flooding has been put down to the excessive rainfall that has occurred in the past 2 weeks. His great interest in this particular topic and the video and other issues surrounding it have been put down to the fact that his father is a well-known TV broadcaster. So he's got some interest in videos, filmmaking, and the introduction of this into this particular part of his school course has been put down to the fact that his father is a very well-known TV producer, maker, or broadcaster. We can put it down to the fact that, okay, so we're always holding something or someone responsible for something that has taken place. We can also use the phrasal verb put down. This is a very different use, and it has two particular meanings. It's quite a simple put down. Please put down that cup. You're going to drop it and it's going to break. Please put down the knife and fork when you're talking to me. Please put down the newspapers over there when you have finished with them. Okay, so just simple instructions that somebody will give. We also use it in a euphemistic way when we're talking about unfortunate sick animals that are not going to live, and then when we take them to the vet, the vet has no option but to put the animal down, meaning to put it to sleep and put it out of its misery so it no longer has to suffer. So my dog, who was 14 years old, was put down last week because he could no longer see and was having great difficulty moving. Next phrasal verb is put forward. We can put forward a suggestion. So we are meeting with our friends, somebody wants to know what we're going to do for the summer holidays, and you say, I'd like to put forward a suggestion that we go camping. It's going to be fun, it's going to be cheap, and from what I hear, it's a great way to meet new people and to see the country. So I'd like to put that forward as a possible option. Somebody might suggest that we are the best person for a particular position. For example, they're looking for a new captain of the football team, and my name was put forward, meaning my name was suggested that I should be the captain of the football team. You can put yourself forward. That means you volunteer for a particular position. They are looking for a new treasurer in the golf club, and I put myself forward because I love the club and have a great interest in finance. So to put somebody forward, put yourself forward, or put forward a particular suggestion. Put up with. Put up with means we do something or accept something even when we're not so interested in it. Let's say we have an annoying relative. He's always looking for somebody to lend him money, and you don't like to say no, but you're getting really a bit annoyed with it, but you put up with him because he's your father's only brother. Okay, so this particular relative keeps ringing you up looking for some assistance, and even though it's quite annoying, frustrating, you put up with it, you accept it because he's your father's only brother. We might put up with a lot of inconvenience when we're working because we know eventually we're going to get a benefit of a salary rise or a promotion. He puts up with a lot of hassle from his boss, always working late, always there on Saturdays, but he, in the long run, he believes it's going to work out well, so he's prepared to put up with that inconvenience for the moment. Okay. We can also say to put on. We can simply put on weight. Over Christmas, it's quite easy to put on weight when you're constantly eating sweets and chocolates, cakes, drinking a few beers more than perhaps are necessary. So we put on weight. We put on our clothes in the morning. We get dressed. Put on your clothes and hurry up. We're leaving for school shortly. We put on our coat when we go out into the cold weather. Put on your coat, your hat and gloves, you'll need them. It's minus 5 degrees today. So put on. We might put on the dinner. It means we're going to start cooking. Who's going to put on the dinner? Who's going to switch on the oven? Who's going to put the chicken in the oven? Who's going to get the potatoes ready? So to put on the dinner. It'll take about an hour and a half, so plenty of time for people to get freshened up, and we'll eat at about 8 o'clock. Next one is to put in. You might put in something to the fridge. Who put the cheese in the freezer? Oh, I might have done it by mistake. I meant to put it in the fridge. Who put the newspapers in the bin? I haven't read them yet. You know, I always like to read them on a Sunday. Who put the newspapers in the bin? Put through. We can put through an order. We're working in an office. We pick up the phone. A customer has ordered 20 pallets of brown rice to be delivered. They want them no later than Tuesday. So you put through the order as an emergency, and the rice will be delivered on Monday afternoon. We can put something through a letterbox. For example, we promised our friend that we would give him a copy of the note he was looking for, and you tell him you will call around and deliver them later on, and he says, oh, well, I'm not going to be there today. I have to go away. Don't worry. I'll just put them through the letterbox and you can pick them up when you get home. Okay, so to put through means to stick them into the letterbox in the house, and he'll collect them when he returns. You might ask somebody, a secretary or PA, could you put through a call to the MD? I really need to talk to him urgently. Do you mind if I put through a call to you? I can't take this call now because I don't really know enough about the product, but he wants to talk to somebody who is on the manufacturing side. So if I put it through to you, can you answer his queries? So to put through a call to a colleague that might be able to help you. Put off. Put off means to delay. I've put off that meeting that we were planning last week because everybody's going to be on holidays and it's going to be a waste of time. So I've put it off until the new year. Don't be put off by his manner. He's really quite a nice guy. So, you know, somebody maybe appears a little bit gruff or a little bit angry, annoyed, and you say, is he always like this? Don't worry. Don't be put off by his gruff manner. He's really quite a pleasant guy and he certainly knows what he's talking about, and he'd be delighted to help you once he knows you're a friend of mine. So don't be put off. We can put off doing lots of things. Oh, I've put off joining the gym for far too long now. I really need to go and lose some weight. I need to get myself fit. So I'm not going to put it off any longer. So when we procrastinate, we put things on the long finger. So you don't put it off anymore. Commit and do it. Put together. We put together a team to tackle this emergency that we have. So the MD calls you in and says, oh, look, there's something serious has happened. The order has got lost. I don't know where it's gone, but it certainly hasn't arrived at the various clients. So what I want you to do is put together a team of two or three people, get on the phone, phone all the customers and tell them we'll have this sorted out as soon as possible and replacements will be available in a few days. Okay, so you put together a team and you go about doing the work as instructed. You might be applying for a new job, so you put your CV together. You haven't looked at it for a long time. It needs a bit of change. So you get a copy on your screen. You've haven't looked at it, as I said, for a few days. So you make some changes and you put it together in 30, 40 minutes, and it's ready to be sent as an attachment, as a job application. Okay, so to put your CV together. A photographer or artist or somebody who's good at various forms of art has put together a really good portfolio of their work. So he wants to present it to an agent, he wants it to present it to some publishing house or some art gallery. So he puts together his portfolio and brings it with him. Okay, so just simple ways of using put and the preposition together. Okay, so there we have the phrasal verb using the verb put and various prepositions, including across, down, down to, up, up with, on, etc. Okay, well, thanks for listening. And as always, you can join me on www.englishlessonviaskype.com, where I'm always happy to get your comments, always happy to hear from you. Thanks for listening and join me again soon. Okay, so while I have you here, I want just to give you some information about the Easy Peasy English Club. So when you find your way onto my webpage, look out for the link to the Easy Peasy English Club. It's effective and efficient and economic way for you and your friends to learn the English language. For a very small subscription fee, you get access to me, one lesson each week. That's 52 weeks and 52 lessons, one lesson per week, pre-recorded by me. And in addition to that, you'll have useful exercises linked to the lessons and lots of other helpful information and courses all available on that particular site. It's great value, so tell your friends about it, have a look at it and join up.